plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit. Get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hare, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to a wonderful episode of Game Rage Movies and TV. My name is Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Greetings.
We haven't done an episode in a few weeks, I feel like, and that's because I just got tired of reviewing Penguin and other shit. So I don't know. We took a break, but now we're back with what's going to be like a new segment or a new episode type, I guess, for this, which is going to be taking some of our favorite movies or some of the best movies ever made and casting them be horrific or to be terrible. Or maybe better. I don't know. Depending on the casting yeah. Who knows? Could be great. But before we get into that, go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Like, comment, and subscribe. Also, go to Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. And yeah, that's it. All right. So we've been discussing this all day and like just fucking coming up with
all day.
Shit.
We just
all night.
We
just, I don't know.
We just talked about it like an hour before
yeah,
we
started. Yeah, it's all day to me. Well, listen, it's 1 a.m., so technically it's been all day.
Oh, no, okay? We've talked about this before, but I didn't know how it was going to manifest. Like, I didn't know if it was going to be, I don't know if this is something that we're just going to do on Game Rage where we talk about like television shows and movies and how we can make the worst cast possible to make this movie slightly worse than.
Yeah.
For oh, what, dude, like,
okay, so this week we're doing movies. Next episode that we do of this. Take two. We do TV shows.
Okay.
TV
all show, right.
Two
TV all
shows. Right. All right. So we just did our like favorite ones. Like two. We picked two of our favorite movies. So we're doing Jurassic Park, and then we're gonna do Star Wars Episode IV: A New Hope, and we're gonna go through all the characters, and we're gonna recast them, with different fucking people. So I just got the thing pulled up here for Jurassic Park. All right. Obviously, it's an iconic fucking movie, right? So
this is already funny, dude.
It is. It's already hilarious. All right. So Laura Dern obviously was Ellie Sattler, the lady scientist, or the lady paleontologist.
Okay.
All right. So who could we cast as that role?
All right. Because what is the role? Because she kind of
she was not like a comedic support role. Like
no.
She was just kind of like. I don't know, there. I think she was the token lady. I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's
yeah.
probably it.
Because I don't... Did she undermine... Because she was kind of the person to... Because who's the other paleontologist dude?
Alan Grant. That's She's kind of like his girlfriend at the time or whatever.
Yeah, but the I feel like she was in the movie to stop him from doing... dumb shit like getting out of the car
yeah.
and meeting with the brontosaurus
right.
or whatever.
And then ended up not being there to do any of that shit because she left like to go with the triceratops guy.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't even in the fucking car with them when that shit happened. So, but like, okay. All right. You know that Australian chick. Okay. The one that was like, I forget what her name is, but she was in like the Pitch Perfect movie. She was like the token fat chick or whatever.
Oh, something Rebel
Wilson, is that her name?
Yeah, Rebel Wilson.
Okay,
why do you think that would,
because so,
this is a worse version of Jurassic Park.
Yeah
we're okay. Making the worst version of Jurassic
right,
Park.
Correct. Okay, I think she's the same character in every movie that she's in, right? And B, there's a sequence where like Laura Dern has to go do this turn on the electricity again, and she does this sequence where she's dragging a fucking like a fucking fucked up flashlight behind her, and she's running from a velociraptor. And I think that would be fucking hilarious to watch that fat chick fucking run from a velociraptor. I think that would be the most hilarious shit. And then as she's, and because she like, in all the movies that she's in, she comments to herself, like she talks to herself in the movies.
Okay.
So like as she's running, be like, oh crikey, this velociraptor is going to get me. And like keep going, like, oh no, I got to keep running. Oh man, I'm so tired. My legs hurt. Oh man, I feel like my ankles are going to explode. Like, why the fuck does this flashlight have to be attached to me? What the fuck is going on? Like that would be hilarious to fucking see that. And her performance would be terrible throughout the movie, I feel like. So,
okay, all right, that's cool.
I think that's an excellent fucking casting for that. A worst casting that you could do.
All right. Now, this is probably going to be my favorite. Yeah. Fucking Ian Malcolm.
Okay, Jeff Goldblum is the original.
Yeah, the
snarky, he's like the snarky scientist guy.
Yeah, and he stutters and...
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot what else he does in the movie, but, I mean, he has his shirt open numerous times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Says funny things every once in a while. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. So what do you do with Ian Malcolm? Who do you cast for?
You got to make him somebody like just loud and like obnoxious and or like also someone who's like not generally known for playing like smart characters. I think Kevin Hart is fucking Ian Malcolm. Kevin Hart. And he just yells the whole time. He's just like, hey, Alan Grant, why are you getting out of the fucking car, man? Get up, get back in the car.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dog?
Fuck yeah.
You want to get eaten by a dinosaur? And then, like, he could sit there shirtless because he could pull that off, but do it, like, hilariously. And he could just sit there, like, maybe rub his nipple and be like, oh, hey, guys, what's going on? Like, I don't know. I think that would be excellent, horrific casting.
Ian Malcolm, played by Kevin Hart.
Played by Kevin Hart.
All right. Now we have the protagonist of the film, I imagine, who is,
Sam Neill, but it's Alan Grant. Alan Grant's the name of the character, and it's Sam Neill is the actor. All right, so you know how, like, in real life, Sam Neill's, like, fucking Irish, or he's got some fucking accent, right?
Okay.
I feel like you get fucking, you put him in, and you get the one real actor in this movie, which is him. You get Colin Farrell to play that fucking character, and you let him just be Irish, all right?
You let him just be Irish.
And you let him just fucking say shit in his Irish accent, and he plays the role straight. Like, he plays it like an Emmy Award winning performance, all right?
Okay.
In the movie. And then none of it makes sense because he's the only good actor in it that's doing it for real. Everyone else is just being an asshole. I'm like, dude, this is a parody.
That'd be fucking awesome.
And then it turns out at the end of the movie that this was just like an episode of Punk'd, and they punked Colin Farrell thinking he was a real fucking actual movie.
Fuck yeah.
What about you? You got anybody for that one?
Shit, I'm still trying to piece together, man, I'm thinking about the Ian Malcolm role. Like, how would I make that worse? Like, obviously he plays the character, right? The smart.
Yeah.
Cause what is he? He's a scientist, right?
Yeah. He's a mathematician. He's like a statistician.
So what was he fucking doing? I don't understand.
He's talking about chaos theory, like, the whole time. Like, that's like his whole gimmick was like the chaos theory. And
okay. What did it matter that the mathematician was there?
Well, because he was kind of buddies with fucking John Hammond before. Like, they were kind of buddies together, and he would always talk shit to Hammond about, like, oh, man, like, you want to build these, because John Hammond, like, built, like, theme parks and shit before this, like, but, like, not dinosaurs, but it was, like, lions, and, like, it was, like, African theme parks and shit. Like, he would be involved with that kind of shit, and...
Okay, but what does that have to do with the mathematician?
Well, because the...
Okay, so they're friends or whatever, but,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but, because, okay, remember, the whole point of why they're there is to appease... the lawyers and the board to make sure, like, oh, this thing's going to be, like, legit, and it's not going to be, like, some crazy thing with dinosaurs running around killing people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it turned out that that was exactly what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
So they had him there because he was, like, they liked him because he's like, this quote-unquote progressive scientist that subscribes to all these weird theories, and they just, like, it was, like, he's, like, the hip guy that they just liked or whatever. So that's why they were, like, oh, cool, we're cool with this guy. But he's, like... also, they wanted somebody who was legit because he's, like, not really a legit scientist because he's just, like, a mathematician. So they're like, he's like, oh, that's why they wanted to bring in Alan Grant and Ellie Sattler to be, like, the legitimate scientists or whatever.
To give, like, their thumbs up.
Yeah, to, like, sign off on the park saying, like, oh, yeah, cool, this is good to go. So that was the whole reason why they fucking brought him in there to begin with anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah,
I'm still trying to think of who I would cast as fucking Ian Malcolm. But so who do you got for fucking John Hammond?
For John Hammond. Okay, so he's an old guy, right? Okay,
yeah.
I think you go the opposite. You get a younger dude, all right? Now.
A younger dude, okay.
You also get a dude who's like plays characters that are like borderline retarded, right? Okay. So you get, you know that guy from Lost? He's a big fat guy. He's kind of like Hawaiian. He played Hurley. I don't know what his actual name is. Like, okay. Played Hurley in Lost, all right? He's got that long, curly fucking hair. You get him to be like, welcome to Jurassic Park, man. Like that's fucking hilarious.
That's fucking awesome. He's like, oh, man.
The dinosaurs are out, guys. Like, what are we going to do?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It just ate dead people.
Oh, shit.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that would be fucking hilarious.
So the guy that played Hurley in Lost
is the fucking John Hammond. I gotta find out his name real quick. Hurley Lost. George Garcia.
Right. Oh, he's Mexican?
Yes.
What the fuck? They made him look Samoan, dude.
What I thought he was, too. You get him in this character, right? Just like this, looking just like peak Hurley from fucking Lost.
He is Mexican in Lost or whatever.
I thought he was fucking late.
Hurley Reyes.
Oh, man. Oh, his name's Hugo Reyes in the show.
Oh, wait, okay.
It's been since I saw Lost, man.
Okay, because I thought he was, like, Hawaiian in the fucking
show. That's what I thought, too.
Oh, shit, dude.
He played like... I swear he was acting like he was Hawaiian and
shit.
Dude,
that'd be cool.
You know what it is? It's because he was fat and they wanted to cover it up, so he wore Hawaiian shirts the whole time. That's why we thought he was Hawaiian.
Dude, you know what I thought when you said that?
What?
Or the first thing that came to mind... is fucking Baghetti, Nelson Baghetti from Silicon Valley, like, having a fucking moron play. Play John Hammond, dude.
Oh my God, that'd be fucking hilarious.
Man. So I don't know about like the smaller roles, like B.D. Wong, scientist.
Henry Wu and the two kids and shit, whatever, we can fucking skip those, but okay, all right. So Dennis Nedry was another like major role, which was Wayne Knight.
Yeah, Wayne Knight. Yeah, he's fucking great.
all right. So I think for this role.
Okay, well, explain the role first, because he's like the panicky. He's like the weird scientist guy, but he's got.
No, he's not even that. He's like the computer guy. Like he's like the technology guy, and he's the one that's working for the park. Like he's security, right? Like he's in charge of like the fucking. All the electronic shit, like all the programming of the computers, like he's the only motherfucker who knows how to do any of that shit. And so he's
Samuel L.
Like,
Jackson's character does that too.
Well, yeah, but he's like
step under.
He's like actually higher than him, but this dude's more skilled.
Okay,
like essentially, I guess in terms of that, like he built all the back doors. He's the one that causes the whole fucking thing to go off because he's trying to steal shit because he doesn't think he's getting paid enough. So he's trying to steal shit and give it to the other guys. They're like competitors or whatever. So he has to cover it up by like making this power outage happen. And then that ends up fucking the whole like thing and causing the whole incident to take place. It was because of this guy. So anyways, so you got this dude, all right, as this like super fucking like hacker guy, all right. I don't know what his fucking name is, but he's the dude to play this guy. You get the guy from Grandma's Boy.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Let's see. Where is it? Dante, this guy. The stoner guy from fucking... Peter Dante plays Dante. You get this guy to play, and you just have him be shirtless the whole time with those pigtails that he had, and just be like, come on, guys, I'm working here, man. Like, oh, my God. Oh, that would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
Would it be worth mentioning to have whoever Samuel, because he only has like a couple lines in that movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, he's in it a little bit. Like, it's not a couple of lines, but he's not like a major fucking huge character, but his presence is felt. But for the Samuel L. Jackson character, because he says that line, hold on to your butts, like that famous fucking line or whatever. I think for Samuel L. Jackson, instead of him playing this role, I think you put Ryan Reynolds as this guy, the computer guy. You put Ryan Reynolds in and you just have him be Deadpool basically, and he just fucking mouths off and just says lines randomly. And like, he's supposed to be this computer genius, but all he does is just say stupid shit like the whole time. And then honestly, we'll just cut it with this last one, which is Muldoon, which is the guy who's like in charge of the actual security. Like, he's the like the physical security guy.
Is he
like
the one that got eaten?
Yeah, he's the one that got eaten by the Velociraptor. He's the game warden, basically, is what he is of the of the park, right? And so for that guy from Silicon Valley, the really skinny dude.
Bill Starr or something.
I don't know what the fuck his name is, but
or is it the The guy that was like the accountant or whatever.
This dude, the guy who played Guilfoyle. This guy could be the fucking game warden. And you know he talks like real monotone?
Yeah.
Hey guys, the raptor fence is down. Because like he gets real emotional in the movie when the raptor fence goes down.
Yeah.
He goes, wait, the raptor fences aren't down, are they?
Yeah.
They give me the, hey, are the raptor fences down? Like, that would be fucking hilarious, man.
Dude, that would make the movie so much better, actually.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, dude, imagine if you have that Jimmy Yang
Jimmy
guy.
Yang play the Asian.
Play BD Wong.
Yeah, BD Wong. You have him play fucking Arthur or Dr. Wu or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And he talks like he did in there. He pretends not to speak English the whole time.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man. That would be great. Man.
Oh. That is a fucking awesome
movie. That's an all-star fucking cast, man. That is an excellent movie. I think we made the movie better. I think.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That was fucking hilarious, dude.
That was pretty good.
How many minutes was that?
Oh, that was 15 minutes, man. That was fucking half the episode.
Oh, fuck. All right. Do we do the...
New Hope?
Yeah.
All right. A New Hope. We'll do episode 4, Star Wars. Main dude. Mark fucking Hamill playing Luke Skywalker. All right. Who plays Luke Skywalker? I think who you said earlier is who it should fucking be. That's the best fucking.
All right. I'm going opposites. Like, right. I just want to pick opposites of what the role actually is.
All right.
Because this person's like squirmy and weird. And Luke Skywalker is like more rebellious and ambitious. So I thought you pick Woody Allen for Luke Skywalker. It's too cold in here.
Can you turn the air conditioning down? I just want to go to the Rebel Academy.
Luke Skywalker is going to be played by Woody Allen to take the serious tone of the movie and just throw it out the window and to turn it into something of like a comedic thing.
that would be fucking hilarious.
And then to add parody to the movie, I like your idea of using Colin Farrell.
yeah. Will you make him Han Solo?
No. Oh. I think you should have Anne Hathaway, like a more serious, like dramatic actor.
Oh, okay.
Play fucking Leia. Like just Woody Allen and Anne Hathaway, dude.
Oh my God.
And then in the advisor role, Obi-Wan, I'm thinking fucking George Carlin as Obi-Wan.
Hey, listen, you little fucker. I told you to use the fucking force, all right?
A foul-mouthed Obi-Wan, yeah, dude. That'd be fucking great.
Fucking awesome.
Han Solo. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with this one.
Okay, I have the perfect casting for Han Solo. Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. With this long ass
fucking hair. He kind of already looks like a Wookiee a little bit, but like you fucking get him in there and he just goes like, he's got that Jewy like accent or whatever from New York. And he's like, you know, he's also kind of like Mark. He's also like Luke Skywalker a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that'd
like
be kind of sweet.
Off each other. They'd be like complaining to each other the whole time. Like,
yeah. Oh, that'd be fucking great.
Yeah. That would be fucking awesome.
Howard Stern playing Han Solo.
Yeah, be like, God, you know, this Emperor guy, I just fucking hate him, man. Like, I just don't like him. Like, God damn. And then you got fucking...
Well, Chewbacca.
Who do you get to play fucking Chewbacca?
All right, I think you... I don't think you make him an alien. I think you just make him a person.
All right.
But you make him an idiot. Like,
yeah. I have the best fucking person to play fucking Chewbacca.
All right, what do you got?
You dress him up like a Wookiee or whatever, but you keep his face... His face is not a prosthetic. It's just the guy's actual face. Shaq. Right? and you have him just say shit. Hey, man, I don't know if we should be doing this. Like... Like the same shit that Chewie was probably actually telling him in real, like for real, in whatever English. You just have him say it in English. Like, hey guys, I don't know if this is a good idea.
Dude, I got it. I got a hybrid character between Groot and Chewbacca.
Okay.
Because you know he just grunts and
right,
shit.
Yeah.
And then fucking Groot says, "I am Groot."
Yeah, yeah.
You cast.
I'm Chewie.
You cast Jonah Hill. And you make him say that line from Superman. Oh man, fuck my life.
Like, oh man, fuck my life the whole time. Anytime they give you a bad situation, oh man, fuck my life.
But that's all he says. That's his I am Groot thing. He's
you know what you do?
Oh, man, fuck my life.
No, you know what you do? You make him C-3PO. You just paint him gold.
Oh, yeah.
And he just says, oh, man, fuck my life all the time. Every single time they get into a bad situation. Because C-3PO always complains. And he's just like, oh, man, fuck my life. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, man, fuck my life. Pin gold. All right.
R2D2.
R2D2, man.
I got it. Hezbollah, dude.
Hezbollah,
like the little...
the little guy. The little guy that's in all the memes. Yeah, you don't even make him inside of a robot. You just make him be himself, and that's it. He smokes cigarettes, and he shoots guns all the time. Like, that's it. That's all.
That'd be
does.
Fucking sweet, dude.
He doesn't say shit, and he just yells. And he's just...
All right. We're forgetting, like, two of...
Oh, my God. Okay, we got Darth Vader. Okay, obviously.
And Emperor Palpatine. I know he's not in episode... Well, actually, he is, right? Because they...
holograms in. Yeah, he holograms in there. Whew. Oh, my God. Okay, all right. Darth Vader. All right.
Serious character... Very curt, authoritative.
Right. Yeah, this one's probably too easy, but you literally just have Rick Moranis be Dark Helmet from fucking Dragon Ball. Just put him in that role.
Oh, man, that's too on the nose. It's too but easy. It's good. It's good, though.
It's good, but it's cheating. All right, yeah. So we'll go with that. That's the good, perfect answer, but we'll go with something different that's not
all right,
like
all right,
cheap
fine.
Like that. All right, so Darth Vader, okay, he's fucking super tall. All right, like, man.
All right, if you don't have it,
I don't have
Emperor Palpatine.
Right, what do you got? Emperor Palpatine, okay.
Crusty old white guy.
Crusty old white guy. He's fucking wrinkly as shit. I think you make Emperor Palpatine Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think you just have him say motherfucker about everything. Like, he's just like, God damn it, Darth Vader, motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're supposed to be my apprentice, motherfucker. Do shit right. Like, yeah, he just yells at him all the time.
Oh, man, like, I'm trying to think of old... Oh, man. Who's that guy that was in fucking Airplane? Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen. Yeah, he's going to be a great fucking Palpatine, too.
Dude, Leslie Nielsen as fucking...
As Emperor Palpatine?
Emperor Palpatine.
Good luck. We're all counting on him. He just repeats the same thing. He just does that same comedy from, like, everything. Like, all the Naked Gun movies and all that shit.
Yeah. All right. Does that help with the Darth Vader casting at all?
No, I'm trying to think of who would be... A fucking Darth Vader, because it's got to be, like you said, it's what, authoritative, all right?
If I could be Charlie Sheen. I got tiger blood!
Fucking Charlie Sheen. And he wears no helmet. He doesn't wear a helmet. It's just him with the robe, with the thing on it.
Loaded up on cocaine.
Like, I got tiger blood running through my veins.
Charlie Man. Sheen
and, he, and then, no, he's himself, okay? He's just himself, and he always, like, he's asking everybody, hey, Rebels, you seen 2.5 Men? I love that show. And then they replaced me with a fucking idiot. And look what happened.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Hey, you guys ever seen Denise Richards? Yeah, I got her knocked. I fucked her. All right? Like, you know, just goes on about shit. Like, just is Charlie Sheen.
He lost his body parts because of AIDS. Well, he has HIV,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what the robot, they replaced with the robot.
They were trying
shit.
To stop the space HIV.
The space AIDS. He's like, hey, you guys ever heard of space AIDS? Yeah, I got it. You want to know how? Fucking pussy, that's how.
All right. If it's not Charlie Sheen, who else you got for Darth Vader? Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Who would be fucking terrible at playing that sort of fucking... this guy. Fuck. I can't remember his name, but the guy who played Scott Pilgrim.
Michael Cera. Michael
Cera. You get to be Darth Vader. Michael Cera.
I have the force. Like, he
just his head and goes dark side and just jokes people away.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera Darth Vader. Vader. I don't know about this, Mr. Palpatine.
Oh, man. Okay. Michael Cera. Who's another fucking, like, funny dude?
Oh, dude. What's his name? The guy from fucking Danny McBride. Is that his name? The dude from
Danny McBride.
Darth Vader? He's like, listen to me, motherfucker. He just plays Kenny Powers the whole time. He's just like, listen, motherfucker.
Dude, Kenny Powers is fucking Darth Vader.
That'd be pretty hilarious. That'd be pretty good.
All right. Now I'm kind of second guessing, like, Leslie Nielsen as Emperor Palpatine. Could you think of anybody else that would be Emperor Palpatine?
Okay. Kind of foreboding, kind of like mysterious or whatever. I'm trying to think.
Who are like some old crusty white dudes in acting?
Oh, dude, what if you get Arnold Schwarzenegger to be
listen to me, Darth Vader.
I mean, he's kind of old and crusty now.
That's true.
Like, and, you know, that accent is hilarious because, like, he doesn't do any fucking covering up of it in any movie that he's in. So he just must, you need to stop the rebels. Or, fuck, man. Who's another, like, oh, dude.
Dave Chappelle as fucking Darth Sidious.
Hulk Hogan as Darth Sidious.
You know, brother.
Let me tell you something, Darth Vader, brother. All right. Let me see. Because he's looking kind of crusty now.
And, that's true.
You know, like,
and if he has the horseshoe mustache.
Yeah, dude.
He keeps that.
And then he's just got the fucking hood on the whole time. Like,
yeah.
That would be pretty good.
Hulk Hogan is fucking Darth Sidious, dude. Yeah.
And he just hulks up all the time. And he's just like.
All right. Who plays Lando? That's too deep because we're only concentrating on episode 4, but...
All right. Well, maybe we'll do that for another... when he's in... Well, maybe when we do Empire Strikes Back, we'll get it that deep.
All right.
We'll keep the same casting as... Or maybe the first movie flops, so then they recast everybody in Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Then we go for it again and see if we can do a second round.
All right.
And then we'll do... Yeah, we'll have Lando in there, too. And then there's... Who else is in the... There's a couple other characters, right?
Was Wedge in episode... Episode 4 had Wedge, right?
Yeah, I think it did. Oh, man, who plays the Ewoks, dude? That's another
one. Do-lan-do-lan-do-lan-do-lan-do-lan-do-lan-do.
You just get the Viet Cong to play fucking Ewoks. I don't know. Anyways, fuck, man. Is there anybody else we're missing from Star Wars? That's like a major
Obi-Wan.
Character?
Obi-Wan. Oh, here? Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, Grand Moff Tarkin. Hmm. And Grand Moff Tarkin. Okay, that one you have Dave Chappelle do, okay? But you have him be Tyrone Biggums.
Like,
you write the character like it's Tyrone Biggums, and he's just itching all the time. And he's like, he comes into the meeting about the Death Star, and he's like, is this 5 o'clock free crack giveaway? Yeah, like,
man, where are them speeds? What was the Death Sticks?
Oh, yeah, you got Death Sticks, man? You got a Death Sticks, man? Yeah. And then when he's like, huh, look at this, Leia, we're going to blow up your planet. You want to know why? Because I just drank a Red Bull. It gave me wings.
Fuck. Grand Moff Tarkin. Yeah, because he's kind of lanky and pasty and thin.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm. Or let's see, maybe you I don't know. That's my best bet.
Alright, I'm all out of ideas, yeah. But
fuck this, man. That was great. That was great. Excellent ideas we had come out of this.
Yeah, we'll see what other fucking movie. Oh, so next week we do television shows.
We'll do two television shows. We'll pick like whatever the top television shows, and we'll recast those.
Okay.
To make them fucking bad.
Okay.
Fucking ER. I don't know. Oh man.
Shit. I don't even know who the lead in ER is, but like,
was George Clooney was in that show?
Yeah, he was, but I mean.
I don't know if he was
what's like a comedian that's like extremely offensive that would be great for that movie?
Oh, fucking that guy, what's his name? Matt Rife or whatever. Like,
Matt Rife?
Yeah, because he's kind of, he says a bunch of horrific shit. And then, like, he's just a stand-up comedian. So, like, I think that's his name. Let me see if I can find him. This guy, Matt Rife. Yeah, this guy. Put him in fucking ER as the new lead. And then he says shit about gays and like all kinds of bad shit. Like he just has all the racist opinions too. Like you just fucking make him an asshole.
He gets fired on episode 1.
Yeah. And then they replace him with fucking what's his name? the other guy that came up when I did that, Matt Riddle from fucking wrestling.
Matt Riddle.
Is that his name? This asshole. Yeah, but he's the new lead. Oh, hey, bro. Man. Anyways, all right. Well, we'll pick the TV shows next week because I don't know what they're going to be right now.
Okay. All right.
All right. That'll be the end of it for this episode.
How long was that?
Fucking almost 30 minutes.
Fuck yeah.
29 minutes. So if you want to check out more of our shit, go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X.
Daniel Day-Lewis and Monty Python's Book of Life.
The Life of Brian, starring Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Anyways, I hope you guys had as much fun listening to this as we did making it, because goddamn, this was hilarious. Anyways, all right. Go to Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X and follow Adam and fucking, what's your thing again? I'll get the Trash Official. All right, go fuck yourselves. We're out of here.
hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy-schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Range Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Range Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.GameRageMagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.